Steve, what do you want to tell us?
Morning, Danny.
Hiya, Stephen. What are you going to tell us?
Right, you asked about strange things other people's houses.
Why were you in someone else's house for a start, Steve?
Well, it was a tattooist and I went for a tattoo on.
You went for... Hey, how many tattoos have you got?
About 10.
Wow, he's a tattooed man. How much does it do? Well, I won't ask you how much it hurts. Do you have to wear gauze over it for a couple of days?
No.
No. Okay, so what tattoo were you going for this time?
At the time I went, I went for, it was a rose with an ace of spades.
Oh, right, okay, so I've got that. And we're going to hear about a tattooist's house now, Alice. Okay. Yeah, go on, what's a tattooist's house like?
Right, first I'm sat in it.
Well, one second, Steve. After we come back from New York, Ollie, organise a show from a tattoo parlour. We'll do one show from a tattooist. This is a great idea. Yeah, go on.
Right, so I'm sat in his house and there's a fish tank in corner. So I just look in it and there's no in it. So I says, what's in here then? And he says, well, there's a python.
Yeah.
And I says, well, there's no in here. And he goes, wait, he's knocking about somewhere. So I start getting a bit worried.
It's not a needle, is, you know, for me, would that be enough? And then you've got a snake hanging around.
You've got, you know, a python here. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
I start getting a bit worried, right? And I'm sat down and there's a commotion coming from the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I asked him what was going off and he told me to go and have a look. And it was kind of... a saloon bar, doors, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I looked over at Tom, and he's a monkey up curtains. We have Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
It's a tattooist house. Hey! And did you ever, the startled by what people have in their houses, the filth, the squalor, the glamour, anything. And Steve rang up and he said, off you go, Steve, give us the circumstances.
Right, it was a tattooist house and I went for, a tattoo on. Do you want me to start from the beginning again?
Very beginning, because a lot of people are now going, let's get this right. It's Steve, he was going for a tattoo in a tattooist house. That's as far as all we know. So, where were you going to have the tattoo? What tattoo was it?
It was a tattooist called Bob's in Sheffield. And the tattoo was the ace of spades with a rose in the middle. And I went, right, with my brother and friend.
Yeah.
And we were sat down and I was looking round and there's a fish tank, so I just look inside. And there's no in it, so I asked the tattooist man what should be in there, and he said, there's a python.
A python, which wasn't in there.
What man keeps a python, a snake in a fish tank?
Oh, that's where you keep them, Alan.
Is that...
Oh, that's common practice.
The usual thing, is
it? That's like giving a hamster a wheel.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, well, Brer Python gets very depressed and walks around with his hands in his pockets, kicking stones and his bottom lip sticking out if you don't give him an aquarium. So, yeah, so he wasn't in there, so you said, so where is he? And he said...
and he says, well, he's knocking about somewhere.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, God, right, where? Anyway, so I just sit back in my seat, looking around and everything, looking for this snake.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of noise coming from kitchen. So I asked him what that were, and he told me to go and have a look. So I went to look in over top of the doors, and there was a monkey. Up curtains with a saucepan in its hand.
Okay, now, well, that's where we left the story last week. On the other side of this record, we're going to carry on with it. So, there you are, Steve. You look behind the curtain, there was a monkey with a saucepan.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, carry on.
And there's two snarling Staffordshire Bull Terriers.
Inevitably. I take that as red. Yeah.
And just imagine it, like, all out floor is clumps of leather and studs where they... From what Bob told me after, the dogs used to eat each other's collars and spit studs out, they were that mad.
Yeah.
And one's pulling curtain, which the monkey's at top, one's running around in circles. And then as they calmed down, the monkey came down the curtain and whacked Doggo Edwick's saucepan and then back up. And then started again.
Are you sure you're not reliving a previous life here as one of Fred Karno's troupe?
That is perfectly true.
So the monkey would wait at the top of the curtain for the dogs to really hit a peak of madness, would rush down, even you're laughing, and you were there.
Yeah.
And then would hit the dogs with a saucepan.
Yeah, and run back up.
And run back up.
Yeah.
That kind of thing never, ever would falter for dramatic interest. I could watch that all day.
But the wild card in all this is the python that was knocking about somewhere. Did it join in?
Did it ever turn up?
Well, I went back 3 weeks later, and it was back in fish tank. So I don't know where it had been, but it was back in fish tank when I went back.
If our people off the air take down a sort of vague address of Bob's tattoo parlour, do you think it's still there?
No, I don't think it's there anymore.
We could find out, couldn't we?
It were up near Alan Shire Hospital in Sheffield, but I don't know what...
the hospital for people who have delusions and illusions. As somebody might walk out of casualty and into a would-be tattooist parlour, would that be the same kind of...